Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldschwager, stating an endoscopy report on patient Joshua Badillo, date of birth 6/23/1988. Date of procedure is May 29, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldschwager. Referring physician is Dr. Sonia Adams. Procedure performed is flexible sigmoidoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, common cold snare polypectomy, and cold biopsies. Indication is rectal pain. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesion system and jewel stains to the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care, digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to 50 centimeters from the anal verge, which was the maximal extent where solid stool was noted, period. Careful examination was made of this area down to the anal canal, period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum, period. The patient's eyes procedure without any complications. Findings: flexible sigmoidoscopy to 50 centimeters from the anal verge. Next line, there were two, approximately 6 to 8 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed cold snare polypectomy. There was also 5 sigmoid colon sessile diminutive polyps removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of mild rectal erythema. This was biopsy for further evaluation and histology. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were small, noted on retroflexion, that were non-bleeding. Next line. There was no evidence of any external hemorrhoids. Next line. There was evidence of a fissure noted at the 6 o'clock position on DRE. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend daily Metamucil. And we'll send in compound cream for the fissure to the specialty pharmacy. Next line. May need full colonoscopy pending findings of a bulk polyp pathology. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you. Next line, we'll need high fiber diet with good water intake.